So how I put together a workshop and sort of how I tailor a workshop to whichever participants are going to be there. First, I ask the organizers, like, one, and what is your festival about? What is your after-school program about? What age group am I talking to? Ask as many questions as you can. And then the first thing I do when we get there and we sit in a circle is ask, who are you? Why are you here? If people are really shy, I ask standard questions like, okay, who here considers themselves a writer? Usually maybe one person puts up their hand. I'm like, okay. Who here writes in a journal at night? Who here has ever written a diary, maybe when you were a kid? Who here writes tweets? Who here does memes? And just really showing them that they are creating. You are writing. Maybe it's not what you want to be writing, but you are writing something. And then so I just ask a lot of questions. And then I have a lot of like standard workshops like on my laptop, like different files. And so as people are talking, I can start like mix and matching a little bit based on like what's happening there. And that just comes with time and experience though. So for me, inside of a workshop, like what's the point of a writing workshop if you don't get to spend most of the time writing? I just don't understand. If you can't come out of a workshop without a piece written, at least started or something, then why were you there? Really? Like, I don't understand. So I definitely like to make sure there's lots of space for writing. So in like a 3-hour workshop, you know, I'll start it off with a chunk of writing, do a little bit of lecture writing, lecture long piece of writing time, reading out loud. I usually end it with reading out loud. The materials that I use in my classroom, okay, I have number one, Spotify playlists, very important. I have playlists with just writing with like songs without lyrics because I like to play it really loud so then nobody can talk so they don't distract each other. So that I have Bluetooth speaker. I also like to bring my standard kit of like watercolor palettes, brushes, pencils, markers, erasers, crayons, all that sort of that stuff. And then I always have copy paper, just blank copy paper, because I find so many people bring their notebooks and they're like, oh, my precious notebook that I spent $30 on. I don't want to write something crappy in here. And so they don't end up writing anything at all. But then if I hand them a piece of just blank copy paper, they're like, oh, okay, like I can try and fail on this because I can just throw it away. So when it comes to students who are intimidated about writing on the spot, what helps is that I write also on the spot. So I'm not just sitting there staring at them. I'm like seriously writing for myself. Like this is stuff that I will use in the future. Like I'm serious about it. And then, you know, if 95% of the class is like heads down writing and we have this music on and it's nice and loud, it's like an ambient thing, then they too will eventually start writing. It may not be till the last minute before it's over, but they will eventually. You've just got to wait them out.